Hello everybody, welcome to another video. Today I'm going to teach you how to make an origami rose just like this one. This is probably the easiest model I've ever come across, and not only it's easy, but it also has an amazing result. The only material needed is a square of paper. If you want, you can use two colors, like in this example here. But for a better result, I recommend using one that has the same color on both sides. In this video, I'm going to use 20 by 20 centimeters. Our first step is to fold in half along both diagonals, making something like an X. Just fold one corner to the other, make a crease, unfold, and do the opposite. Now we can turn it over and fold in half, dividing into two. So bring the right side to the left . Make a crease and unfold. Now let's divide the paper into four by bringing both sides to the middle. The paper is divided into four in this position. For the next step, we'll have to rotate and repeat the same logic, dividing into four one more time. With that, the paper will be divided into 16 small squares. At this point, we'll have to fold diagonally the four squares of the corners. Now, pay close attention to the next step. We will need to close the paper using these four diagonal folds. To make it easier, you can close the corners first, like this. Then just bring the four sides to the middle. Keeping the paper in this position, down here we have these two squares. We're going to fold them both in half, diagonally. We can start on the right side. Just bring the bottom edge to the middle and reinforce. Now repeat on the other side. Next, we're going to bring down those triangles that are on top. unfold. Now, using the marks we just made, let's open one of the flaps and flatten, creating something like this. Now repeat on the other side. Let's fold the remaining corner in the middle up. And for now, this side is ready. Let's turn it over and repeat the same on the other. First, we fold the two squares. Then bring the corners down. Open and flatten. Lastly, we just need to fold the middle corner up. This side is also ready. To make the other two, let's first close the front and back sides. And now with these sides open, let's again fold the squares in half diagonally. And then fold the remaining corner up. Let's turn it over again and repeat with the last one. Now, for the next step, again, pay close attention. If you did everything correctly, you should have something like this. Down here, we have this small space. We'll have to open the same space by pulling the sides of the paper. We put the top and bottom side together too. And mark the middle part very well, shaping these triangles. Now, going back to the other side, we have these four flaps. We'll have to open them, leaving each one to one side. Something like a propeller or a ninja star. Now, to make the first details of the rows, we're going to have to rotate the paper in the middle, creating something like a spiral. Just bend each side following the same direction of the previous step. After releasing, this is the result. To make it even more beautiful, we can also bend the corners of the petals. And now, our origami rose is ready! I really hope you enjoyed this video. If yes, remember to click like and also subscribe to my channel. Thank you very much for watching. See you next time.